This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll free, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Here on Free Talk Live, we do have a policy of discrimination. I would like to just let you know up front that here on the program, if you have called once, you cannot call back that same night. That is a discriminatory policy, discriminates against people who would like to call a second time. Sorry, that's just bad talk radio. You can't do that here on Free Talk Live. We're talking about discrimination because Houston, the fourth largest city in the United States, has apparently passed an anti-discrimination ordinance. I want to get into that here in a moment. It's pretty disturbing. But first, let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. By the way, in studio tonight, Ian here.
Chris.
And Mark.
Bryce is with us first in Hurricane, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, Bryce.
Yeah, I wanted to respond to Pete. I think he was a little over the line, but I do agree with most of what he said.
Which part do you disagree?
Well, I disagree with using the F word generally.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you are out there telling people how the homosexuals should die, you should be polite about it, right?
Well, I don't think homosexuals should die. I think they're
okay. So he disagrees with that part.
So then you also disagree with the whole killing them part, which is what Pete was advocating for in the last hour.
Yes.
So you're just not a fan of the gays then.
Well, I would call it a perversion. I think it's one step towards bestiality. Or
why do you think they're stopping?
Let me ask you something. So, like,
wait. If they're taking a step towards bestiality by having sex with somebody of the same gender, why are they stopping? Why wouldn't they just go for the dog?
I don't know. I guess that's a good point. But
I think Rich was locked up with a guy who was actually having sex with his dog.
That's right.
Like,
the dog effort.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, dogs are property. You know, and I have sex with property all the time, right? So, like, I want to get your opinion on this, right? So, if you know, homosexuality is one step towards bestiality, and then I mean, where does it stop? We're sticking our I don't know.
Are you radio friendly?
Yeah. When in doubt, leave it out.
our members?
Where we're putting our members in, you know, woodpecker holes and trees and stuff like that. I mean, where does it stop? Now, me, I frequently have sex with, like, a rubber vagina.
Yes, hang on, though.
Yeah, I frequently have sex with a rubber vagina, right, that I bought on eBay. And I wonder if you think that is also, like, bad.
Where's that?
I would call that a perversion, too, as well.
Okay, so I'm going to go to hell, then.
So...
I wouldn't go that far.
Am I responsible for the degradation of human society in America, sir?
Wait, he said you wouldn't go to hell. So you're saying Chris Campbell would not go to hell for that?
I can say that I do not know.
You don't know. Okay, but
till the afterlife.
I see. So you would not make the determination then that someone who is gay would also go to hell?
No, I would not say that, but I would call it a perversion. And I would not.
What is not perverted?
Like, what's wrong with a perversion, though?
Because I think it corrupts people over time. I mean, I don't think a homosexual is not going to be perverted in 5 minutes to turn to bestiality. But over generations, if they're having children, I believe over generations, it will pervert the society.
But I'm terribly unlikely to impregnate my rubber vagina, so I don't know what the problem is.
Hold on. I want to focus
on... I try really hard, and it's just, you know, for the life of me, I can't do it.
Well, can we talk a little bit about this over generations idea? First of all, it's very hard for there to be generations of gay people, just by definition. You know, they usually have to go through certain steps in order to, like a lesbian lady would have to go through certain steps in order to get impregnated. And then, of course, you know, they may not be being impregnated by someone who is a gay man. So, like, you know, it'd be pretty hard for gay people to actually have generations of gay people. So I'm not really sure what you mean when you say down through the generations that gay people will be more likely to be bestiality friendly. I don't see any.
Well,
first of all, I see no evidence for it in real life. And then secondly, it doesn't make sense scientifically.
Well, I look at it as a corruption to society. If you look back 20 years ago, it was, you know, we didn't have hate speech and hate crimes or whatnot.
I think it was
on an individual level, it's not bad, but on a society level, it will corrupt society over time.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, if gay people have being together over generations is corrupting society, I just, again, I don't see any evidence for it. What is it? Because gay people have been around as long as humans have been around. You know, you can go and you can look at animals. They engage in, some of them engage in homosexual behavior. This is not an unnatural thing. In fact, it's entirely natural, and that's why gay people will tell you that they didn't decide to be gay, that they, you know, they've always been gay. They've always been attracted to people of the same sex. So, you know, looking over the generations, it's been many, many generations at this point, and we've got great hairstylists and wonderful fashion designers, and, I mean, what's the problem?
Well, are you of the opinion that being gay is a choice, sir?
I really don't know. I mean,
That's a fair answer to say he doesn't know.
So the thing is, I'm pretty certain that being gay is not a choice, because I think I'd make that choice, right? Like, my biggest problem with gay people is that I'm, like, jealous of them. Like, they have that Grindr app, like, they just go on their smartphone and get laid.
Oh, yeah, Derek,
like,
is on that thing all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that I'm so envious of this, but I'm like, I gag when I brush my teeth. Like, I just couldn't do it, you know, and so... I made him laugh.
Wait, doesn't that mean he's perverted if he laughs at that
joke? You're laughing at a sick joke, sir. You're perverting society. You are responsible for the downfall of this country. It's all Karl Marx from here, thanks to you, pal.
No, I actually do have gay friends.
Oh, good.
And gay family members.
Okay. Okay. So you love gay people.
And the Grindr app on his smartphone.
So I mean, I have to say, I appreciate, Bryce, you know, where you're coming from, at least compared to our last caller, who was very vitriolic and nasty and hate-filled. So you've actually had interactions with gay people. There's people in your family, your friends. You love people who are gay, not in a, you know, sex way, but you love them in a love way.
Yeah, this is what I find interesting about this, Bryce, is it seems like Christianity in modern America has become obsessed with gay people. Sin is sin. All of it is a death sentence, right? So it doesn't matter whether it's lusting in your heart or, you know, eating the wrong foods, depending on what kind of Christian you are, because Paul was kind of wishy-washy on whether you should eat the wrong foods or not.
That's where I draw the line, because, I do lust in my heart, but I wouldn't act it out in person.
Right, but then it's a sin.
Do you lust for men?
No.
Okay. So, but it's all sin. But Christianity seems overly concerned about gay people. Like, that's what, you know, Christians are worried about these days. Why aren't they worrying about sin generally? It's always specifically this sin.
I hope that some, like, you know, Christian group comes out in front of my house with signs like protesting my use of a fleshlight. I think that that would be just hilarious.
Anyone protesting out in front of
our house? I couldn't answer that question for you, but. Personally, I think that is disgusting.
I know, that's why I said it.
The fleshlight or gay people? Or both?
The fleshlight, I think, is a little more...
See, he knows what it is, though. And you know how he knows what it is? It's because he's watching porn on the internet and he sees the advertisements.
Well, now, maybe this is one of the reasons why the Christians, to answer your question, Mark, or to speculate on it, maybe the reason why Christians are so obsessed with hating on... And I'm not saying you're hating on gay people, Bryce. I'm just making a general statement with targeting gay people for their vitriol and derision.
Noisy Christians.
About gay people. Maybe it's to, you know, distract from their own issues. Maybe they're, you know, it's easier to point out the plank in someone else's eye than...
Moat. The
moat in someone else's eye, then remove the one from your own. So there could be that. Bryce, any other thoughts you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
I don't know. I think that's about it. I got a little sidetracked.
I appreciate your call. I appreciate you being a good sport and handling our admittedly very tough questions, and thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Perversions, gentlemen, perversions. What is not perverted, though, I guess it would be my question.
Nothing in my life.
Right. Is the only thing that's not perverted not having sex until you're married, and then only once that happens, you know, then you can have sex with somebody.
And only for the purposes of procreation.
And only in the missionary position, or does sex open up into other positions that are, you know, are other positions not perverted if you're married to the person?
As far as I'm concerned, people who are old enough to make a decision should be able to old enough to do whatever they want sexually as long as they clean up after each other, after themselves.
All right, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about alleged perversions or this discrimination ordinance, it's all on the table. Free Talk Live.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You get to create the content right there on the front page of the website. Go and enjoy free at freetalklive.com.
Is privacy dead? Not if we've got anything to say about it. On November the 7th and the 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online and join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they're going to share online. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community, and winners will receive a prize package including the all-new Black Phone, a secure by design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free and registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. It's hackthetrackers.com.
Pretty disturbing story coming out of Houston where pastors are being sued. I guess they're not being sued, but they've been told there are subpoenas that have been issued. So if they don't do what they're told in the subpoenas, they could be held in contempt of court. Now, the pastors are saying they are not going to do what they're being told. In fact, they have countersued in this case to try to stop. They filed a motion to try to stop the subpoenas, arguing they're overbroad, unduly burdensome, harassing, and vexatious. What are the subpoenas demanding? They want them to turn over their sermons dealing with homosexuality, gender identity, or Annis Parker, the city's first openly lesbian mayor. Apparently, earlier this year, and we'll talk more about it here in a little bit, earlier this year, the Houston City Council passed an anti-discrimination ordinance. Now, the pastors that are being subpoenaed are not part of the lawsuit that was filed in to try to stop this anti-discrimination ordinance. Right. So, City of Houston passes anti-discrimination ordinance. Lawsuit is filed against that anti-discrimination ordinance. In response to this lawsuit, purportedly, the city then subpoenas multiple pastors across the city demanding their sermons on certain topics. And the story here at FoxNews.com says that they were part of a coalition, the pastors not part of the lawsuit, part of a coalition of some 400 Houston-area churches that opposed the ordinance. The churches represent a number of faith groups from Southern Baptist to non-denominational. The ADF attorney, who's one of their attorneys handling the case, says city council members are supposed to be public servants, not Big Brother overlords who will tolerate no dissent or challenge. This is designed to intimidate pastors. The mayor will not explain why she wants to inspect the pastor's sermons. The author over here at Fox News says he contacted City Hall for a comment and received a terse reply from the mayor's director of communications, Janice Evans, who said, "We don't comment on litigation." However, ADF attorney Stanley suspects the mayor wants to publicly shame the ministers. He said he anticipates they will hold up their sermons for public scrutiny. In other words, the city is rummaging for evidence to out the pastors as anti-gay bigots. Well, so what? I mean, who would be surprised by that? It wouldn't be uncommon to find some church pastors saying things that are anti-gay in their sermons.
The other thing is like, don't be lazy about it then, right? I mean, just show up, right? It's not. Yeah. I don't think that these things are done exactly in secret, private. Right? So it's like they have these people want people to hear them say these things. So if what you want to do is out them, well, then show up. Bring a camera. Do something, you know.
Do some law enforcement work.
Yeah.
The idea that a person should have to, snitch on themselves, it's really antithetical to the Constitution. It's antithetical to human freedom.
Crazy.
And the fact that you're going to go after ministers that are preaching from the pulpit on what they believe regarding homosexuality, this is nuts.
Let me play devil's advocate here. So what about the notion like, hey, you know, these guys had it coming, right? Because traditionally we've seen a lot of religious groups try to regulate people's sexuality, marriage, and whatnot, right? Mm-hmm. And so, look, these guys have been using the weapons of the state against people that they don't like, and now the tables have turned.
But not all of them may have, right? I mean, some of these pastors, I don't know how many of them have been ordered to turn over this information. That was not made clear in this story. But it, presumably not all of them have been actively trying to use the state to restrict other people's freedom. Just because they speak out against things they don't like doesn't mean they necessarily embrace the state as their means.
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to be good at playing devil's advocate on this.
it's worth a try sometimes. So among those slapped with a subpoena...
Right, I think Christians will come to the conclusion over time that the state is a really poor choice for them because their ideas are getting less and less popular. They... the social conservatives are the ones that brought us the marriage license in the first place in order to exclude whites and blacks from marrying from each other. And believe me, they used religious arguments back then, too. Obviously, that's abhorrent today, but don't act like it wasn't done.
Among those slapped with a subpoena is Steve Riegel, senior pastor of Grace Community Church. He was ordered to produce all speeches and sermons related to Mayor Annis Parker, homosexuality, and gender identity. The mega church pastor was also ordered to hand over, quote, all communications with members of your congregation, unquote, regarding the non-discrimination law. He told the author at Fox News this is an attempt to chill pastors from speaking to the cultural issues of the day. The mayor would like to silence our voice. She's a bully. Reverend Dave Welch, executive director of the Texas Pastor Council, received a subpoena. He said he will not be intimidated by the mayor. He says, quote, we're not afraid of this bully. We're not intimidated at all. He accused the city of violating the law with the subpoenas and vowed to stand firm in this case, saying we are not going to yield our First Amendment rights. This is absolutely a complete abuse of authority. And who could possibly support this? Who could look at this and say, yeah, we need to really make sure that these guys turn over every single speech. In fact, we can't just trust them to turn it over. We need to send in the police to rummage through their files, get every single piece of evidence they possibly...
It doesn't surprise me in the slightest that a bunch of left-wing radicals would push an agenda like that, right? They're like, look, we're going to force you to accept homosexuality, and you're not going to talk about homosexuality badly and gender identity and our wonderful lesbian mayor, who's no doubt a Democrat, right? I mean, it's a... It doesn't surprise me in the slightest to see them pushing an agenda like that at all. And what it sounds like to me, I mean, maybe I'm missing something, or maybe it says it later on in the story, but it sounds to me, I haven't even heard anything that it's like illegal for them to say these things, right? They're basically just saying, hey, here's a subpoena, give me this because I said so. It doesn't even sound like they're exercising any law here.
Right. It's very disturbing, and I'd love to know more as to exactly what, how did they get a judge? I mean, judges don't sign off on subpoenas, do they? I guess I don't know a whole lot about that particular side of the legal system. I've spent days of my life in court, cumulatively attending other people's trials and my own trials and all that, but I've never actually done a subpoena. I've never gone through that process. I've always heard it used in the term of, or in the context of getting a physical person to come into the courtroom to testify, not necessarily to demand records without having another lawsuit or something else to back it up.
There usually has to be some cause for it, and a judge, I do believe, has to sign off on it. But a subpoena, if you get a subpoena, it says subpoena deuces tecum, and it means produce under penalty of law or something to that effect. And they're threatening violence against you if you don't give the court what they're demanding. And I do believe a judge needs to sign off on it, which is why it sounds really weird to me that they got the subpoena in the first place.
Yeah, I want to see a copy of this subpoena. I'm going to try to see if I can pull that up here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. BitcoinBountyHunter.com has bounties available right now. One of them is worth 38 Bitcoin. That's at around $400 per Bitcoin right now. That's a lot of money that you can collect. If you've got the skills, can you investigate? Can you profit from your work and skill? You can do so through BitcoinBountyHunter.com. The authorities are not going to be solving these cases, but you could. BitcoinBountyHunter.com. You can even place your own bounty. Maybe you've got some sort of thing you need investigated, some sort of bad guy found out about. You can also add to the ones that are already there. BitcoinBountyHunter.com. So the story is out of Houston, Fox News reporting that there have been subpoenas sent to certain pastors. Now, we don't know how many of these things have been sent out. But I did just find, thanks to Snopes.com, a copy of this actual subpoena. And if the subpoena I'm looking at is an example of all of the subpoenas, then it appears as though this was sent to probably no more than two or three pastors.
Okay.
Not really clear on that, although apparently there are five pastors who are countersuing to stop this. So maybe it's more than five. Honestly, I don't know. I'm totally speculating on that. But the Snopes folks, now Snopes is a website that analyzes claims made on the internet. and makes a determination as to whether or not the editors at Snopes believe that there is validity to those claims.
And I've also heard that Snopes is like a George Soros outfit, too, by the way, worth noting.
So this particular case, the claim is that City of Houston, Texas, subpoenaed several pastors' sermons as part of a crackdown on preaching against homosexuality. They have rated this a mixture, and they give you a little bit of background in the case. They talk about the new controversial Houston Equal Rights Ordinance, a.k.a. HERO, that has been signed into law. We still
need to, as bad as Patriot Act.
We still need to talk more about that here in a moment. But the measure bans discrimination based not just on sexual orientation and gender identity, but also sex, race, color, ethnicity, national origin, age, religion, disability, pregnancy, and genetic information, as well as family, marital, or military status. The ordinance applies to businesses that serve the public, private employers, housing, city employment, and city contracting. Religious institutions would be exempt. Violators could be fined up to $5,000.
Hold on. It only applies to people doing business with the government?
No.
Okay.
Businesses that serve the public, comma, private employers,
okay,
comma, housing, comma. So,
okay, private employers.
You know, I find this sort of interesting, right? Like, I went for a job at one point in my life, and it was at a company that wanted me to travel. And they were pretty specific that they didn't want people that were married. They didn't want men that were married, and I guess women too. I don't know. Obviously, I wasn't really concerned at the time about, people of a different gender. I was concerned about my gender because I was trying to get the job. And they didn't want you to be married because you traveled a lot. So why shouldn't – because this is marital position, I believe,
right,
is what the term they use there.
Family, comma, marital, or military status.
Family status, excuse me. Mm-hmm. So why shouldn't you, as an employer, be able to decide the kind of person that you want?
You absolutely should be able to.
It seems very odd to me. Yeah.
It's my business. I should be able to make decisions like that. Like, you know, the classic example of this is, should a guy be able to go work at Hooters as a waitress? And I don't think that he should.
I wouldn't be a very good tipper in that instance.
Yeah, if the idea is to have attractive women as your waitresses, that's part of your business that you've built, then nobody should be able to stand in the way of that.
Yeah, I mean, what if you needed, like, porn actresses and guys were showing up demanding the job?
So after the passage of HERO, we can, again, talk more about the ordinance here in a little bit. This is Snopes' determination on this whole situation. Opponents of the ordinance began to collect signatures to put a repeal measure on the ballot. They delivered more than 50,000 to the city of Houston, but a month later, the city announced proponents of the repeal were 2,000 short of the 17,000 that they needed, and that most of the pages contained mistakes that invalidated the entire page of signatures.
What's that mean?
It's just a weaselly bureaucratic way of getting out of having to do anything about this petition.
Houston is a place that they invalidate the entire page of signatures. That's a really bad...
They'll invalidate everything they can possibly invalidate.
Yeah,
anytime
you guys have done some petitioning because you're part of the Libertarian Party in different areas, and libertarians know very well how government bureaucrats want nothing to do with petitions. They don't want any kind of feedback on what it is that they do.
Generally,
it might mean some kind of work for them.
Generally, you want to double the amount of petitions you're supposed to have if you want to have a safe barrier against these disqualifications. In this case, they more than doubled it. They only needed 17,000 something. They got 50,000, and it's still... They still disqualified the you know, super majority of these things.
Because there's one little mistake on the page.
Yep.
To the other, you know, 10 or 15 people who signed their name to that petition, they are SOL.
So on the 7th of August of this year, HERO was placed on hold after opponents of the ordinance filed suit against the city with the help of the Alliance Defending Freedom, a conservative Christian legal advocacy group focused largely on opposing same-sex marriage and abortion. The following month...
What's the name of this organization that opposes same-sex marriage?
The Alliance Defending Freedom.
I hate them all. Yeah. I hate every one of these people. Yeah, they're a bunch of... I'm not
hate
talking about the Alliance.
The hater,
what's that?
Hate only hurts the hater.
Now, but these city bureaucrats, the Alliance,
they're all
for
bad.
Freedom.
Right. They're all bad people in this whole situation.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, man.
The following month, city attorneys subpoenaed sermons given by local pastors who opposed the law and are tied to conservative Christian activists who've sued the city. As Eugene Volko, a professor at the UCLA School of Law, wrote in his Volko Conspiracy blog on the underlying issue, quote, Opponents of the Equal Rights Ordinance are hoping to force a repeal referendum when they get their day in court in January, claiming the city attorney wrongly determined they had not gathered enough valid signatures. City attorneys issued subpoenas during the case's discovery phase, seeking, among other communications, all speeches, presentations, or sermons related to Hero, the petition, Mayor Annis Parker, homosexuality, or gender identity, prepared by, delivered by, revised by, or approved by you or in your possession. This is some of the text from the subpoenas that were sent out to these pastors. The Houston Chronicle reported that the Houston city attorney had suggested the documents demanded by the city could, quote, shed light on the extent to which signature gatherers opposing the ordinance were aware of the rules governing the referendum process, namely a prohibition against churches engaging in political activities. Houston Mayor Annis Parker subsequently maintained through a city spokesbureaucrat that the subpoenas had been issued by pro bono attorneys working with the city, and that neither she nor the city were aware of the subpoenas being issued until after the fact, and that the city would be narrowing the scope of those subpoenas. So city mayor is saying, oh, well, I'm shocked by this, that our pro bono attorneys would have done this without letting us know.
The city has pro bono attorneys?
That's what the claim is here. Mayor Parker agrees.
What attorney works for the city for free?
So here the mayor is claiming she agrees with those who are concerned about the city's legal department subpoenas for those sermons. The subpoenas were issued by the pro bono attorneys, blah, blah, blah. They claim they weren't aware, and they will now be narrowing the scope. Investigation being conducted by the city attorneys is ostensibly about the validity of the petitions seeking the recall of Hero and the manner in which their signatures were gathered. But why would the city want to know that? Why would the city want to investigate the validity of the signatures? Why would they need to know emails and sermons and things like that to investigate the validity of the signatures that they've already determined were invalid? Why is that even relevant to this court case?
I believe that if I understand it correctly, the people who gathered the signatures are trying to fight back against the ruling that the petitions were invalid, and that's what this trial seems to be about. And what it sounds like to me is that there's some sort of ordinance. They're not being subpoenaed because of the Hero ordinance. What they're being subpoenaed for is there's some sort of prohibition in Houston on religious institutions like participating in political activity. And so if they're participating in political activity, that's what they're investigating with the subpoenas, is what I'm gathering from this. Now, I don't agree with that. I mean, I don't agree with political activity in general, but, you know, if people are going to have these, elections and give these powers to people, it would stand to reason that, you know, folks who believe in God and want to preach about it to a bunch of people
should be able to get political. Now,
they should be able to say something about the political atmosphere.
It makes me wonder when they don't cite here in the Snopes article what they mean when they say there's a prohibition against churches engaging in political activities. Are they talking about 501c3 churches? Because that's the only thing that would make sense here.
It does make sense, because the 501c3 status allows people to donate to it to write off taxes. So this should only be about taxation.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Either way, it's a disturbing story. And more about the discrimination ordinance in Houston. What's happening there? It's Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating a Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 888-253-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. I teased the other night we didn't get to the story of the United States slipping down the list of economic freedom. And that is not a good thing. We'll give you the details on that. Houston passing earlier this year a disturbing ordinance that will ban and has banned, apparently, all manner of discrimination. Now, it has also apparently been challenged in court, so it's technically on hold at the moment. However, here is the summary from earlier this year, because I hadn't heard about this. Tonight was the first night it came across our radar, and it was thanks to someone submitting some show prep over at freetalklive.com, which you can do. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can submit to our site whatever you'd like. It's a Reddit-based system. Our listeners can vote it up or down, whatever you submit. You get to vote on things there as well. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. We'll continue in moments, but first, Jimmy in Tucson. You're on Free Talk Live, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, what's on your mind? Do you have marbles in your mouth right now? It's kind of hard to understand you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on my cellular telephone.
That's better. Go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't talked to y'all for a while. I went on a gasoline huffing binge.
Oh, what do you like the best about huffing gasoline?
Oh, man. Well, you know, when
smoking.
You start
hopefully.
It's scary when you start smoking and huffing gasoline. It does not mix.
Mm-mm.
I don't suggest it. I got an issue.
Okay.
I figured y'all could help me out. I'm kind of frustrated. I started a church.
You started a church, okay?
Yeah. It's the Church of RoboCop. Praise be upon him.
All right. Tell me more.
Yeah. So we were having a service to celebrate the resurrection of Alex Murphy. And
that was a joyous occasion.
Yes, RoboCop, praise be upon him. It was wonderful. So James Witt from Arizona, that frequent caller that's always calling in, Uh-huh. You know, that boy shows up at my church and is wearing one of them Star Trek Borg shirts.
Heretic.
It's blasphemous, and I'm upset, and I don't know what to do. Like, what should I do? You know,
I see what you're saying. So you're saying that the Church of RoboCop, he was not coming to convert. He was coming to protest in favor of the Borg, as opposed to actually trying to join your church.
That's right. He was there to protest RoboCop. Praise be upon him. And I would, you know, we kind of got in a fight. I didn't know what to do. You know, he ruined it. It was
now, if RoboCop. How could you ruin the Church of RoboCop? I mean, that just sounds like something that would be impervious.
Yeah, I would think the resistance would be futile.
Yeah.
You can't. Well, I'm saying he didn't ruin the Church of RoboCop. Praise be upon him. He just ruined my service. And,
right.
He's trying to make me look like a fool. You know.
No, wait a minute. Okay,
that must have been very difficult.
Has the Church? First of all, how long has the Church of RoboCop been around?
Oh, at least 2-3 days.
Okay. So, is there doctrine? I mean, you know, has there been some sort of a book written or some kind of, you know, is there something out there about this?
Well, yeah. What we do is we read the script of RoboCop 1 through 3 in the first 2 hours.
Now, hypothetical. Who would win, Borg versus RoboCop?
Well, I don't think that's a good question. RoboCop was real. It was on Earth. Borg, it's made up. There's no fact. It's all fiction. RoboCop.
Who do you think would win, the Borg or the RoboCop?
Well, the Borg would obviously win because, you know, there's a lot of them, right? Like, RoboCop is one guy, you know?
That's true.
And he's like assimilated.
He's a mechanized guy, but, you know, he's not plugged into the singularity, man. So, I mean, the Borg would totally...
Are they plugged into the singularity, the Borg?
Yeah, he'd be totally assimilated, dude.
The Borg, I haven't watched the Star Trek... Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, Christopher Cantwell. When you're wrong, you're wrong. And we were beginning to be friends, but here's the thing.
I didn't mean to insult your religion.
If you read RoboCop versus Terminator, you would know that RoboCop becomes assimilated into the Matrix. You understand?
And so the Borg already won, dude. I don't know why. This is like the Old Testament.
That is a game changer. If RoboCop can sort of link into Skynet and then actually take control of all the Terminators, then who would win against the Borg?
All right, well, now you're talking about RoboCop and Skynet.
And the Terminator.
You're really talking about Skynet versus the Borg.
Yes.
And that's an interesting question, because Skynet...
The Borg is the size of a planet, like deep and wide and filled,
like cube thing.
It's a big cube thing flying through space. So I mean, it's not just the size. Let's say it's the size of Earth, but
I'm sorry. You lost me when you said deep and wide and whatever. I got a little confused. I'm sorry.
You're a little distracted.
Thanks, Jimmy, for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it. No, I'm glad that we've finally gone here, because I don't know if this has ever been determined. Maybe it has been. Let's look it up on the internet. What did the internet say after we give our own opinions here? Skynet versus the Borg. Mark, you were explaining the Borg thing, the big cube ship thing.
Let's say the cube ship, and I don't know the answer to this, but let's say it's the size of Earth. It certainly looks like it's close to it.
It looks big, whatever it is.
And if it is the size of Earth, and then, you know, it's not just the surface of the planet that's covered, it's the whole thing all the way through, right?
So they have the whole thing's a machine, right?
They have an incredible amount of Borg that are involved. They've got whole races involved. Now, the Borg was physically fought the Star Trek folks. So you're talking about humans being able to handle them. A human can't handle one of these T-1000 or whatever. Which one's the liquid metal?
That's the T-1000. But so, here's what I think. You know, let's just think Bitcoin, not bombs, guys. The Borg and Skynet should not fight with each other. They should mine Bitcoin. And then they would be one. You know, they'd be a team.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's certainly destruction. Mutually assured destruction doesn't help the world anymore.
Right. They can all make money.
If the Terminators can produce enough of these T-1000s, I'm going to have to take the Terminators.
Well, don't forget also, Skynet also has at its disposal, I think they're called the Hunter Killers. Those big
airplanes.
Yeah, the ships and you know, whatever else devices they've come up with.
Surely the Borg have those things too, but I mean,
I don't know. I've never
Schwarzenegger
watched...
had a heck of a time with that one T-1000.
I've seen all of the Terminator movies, but I'm not as big of a Star Trek. You know, I'm not really into Star Trek. I've seen some Star
Trek. I've seen all the Next Generation ones.
The movies or the TV series?
The TV series.
Yeah, I watched Star Trek The Next Generation on TV.
So you guys are very familiar with the Borg then, because they were fairly big in that series, right?
I mean, they popped in from time to time and, you know, told you that all would be assimilated, and then they got their butts kicked and, like, went back to the little Borg thing, you know.
So are we in agreement then that Skynet would defeat the Borg?
I think that that's what I'm going to go with.
I think if you just look at the storyline, like, Skynet already... lost, right? Because, I mean, Star Trek takes place way, way in the future, more in the future than Skynet. Terminator, right? So just from the timeline alone, we have to say that the Borg already won.
Yeah, but the timeline doesn't include Skynet.
Yes, it does. Of course it does, because it's in the future. I mean, there's are you talking about, like, I don't know, split time lines or something like that? I mean,
I am.
Time travel does complicate things a little bit, Mark, but I think you're really getting far-fetched here. Stick to reality.
Well, hold on. I mean, look, Captain America and Batman exist in the same time frame, which is today, but you never see them almost never see them cross over, except for because they're different properties.
I think there's a Batman.
We are talking about different
those are
comic books. What are you doing?
Wait a minute. Isn't it possible, speaking of the timeline thing, isn't it possible that Skynet became the Borg?
Wow.
I suppose it is.
That's deep, dude. Mind equals blown.
All right. We'll come back with more here in a little bit. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We don't care. You can comment on this Houston Equal Rights Ordinance, a.k.a. HERO.
I don't believe we've actually managed to have a conversation about something that's sort of, you know, arts entertainment, because we can never do that.
What do you mean?
We don't know that much about it.
Before.
We don't know that much about TV and movies and stuff like that.
We don't claim to know a bunch
indeed,
about that stuff.
But we pulled it off.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're geeks. I mean, we've got enough geekery between the three of us to where we can talk about geeky stuff, and both the Borg and Skynet are kind of geeky topics, right? Like, Terminator's a very popular action series, but it's kind of got that geeky flair to it. It's got time travel. It's got robots. I mean, it's sci-fi, ultimately, at its core. Terminator's a sci-fi movie, even though it's in sort of an action sci-fi movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, all this stuff came out, you know, before I became a libertarian, right? So then I was like, the TV is propaganda, and I have to cut it off. And, you know, I watched a great deal of television before I turned off my television.
Yeah, that's a good point. I can kind of hold my own on a discussion of popular culture up until about 1998 or 2000 when I moved out of my parents' house and no longer had television.
Couldn't afford a TV.
At that point. All right, so more coming up here in moments. We've got the details on this Houston Equal Rights Ordinance on the way, plus the United States not doing so hot on the Index of Economic Freedom that just came out. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up on Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.